message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many of you is happy to be in church tonight? Brethren, these days, we must be happy. Say, I am happy. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. No matter what the economy says, I am happy. God is happy with us. And we have to be happy. We have been treating this series on preservation. But before I go on, I would like to acknowledge the grace of God upon the servant of God under whom I stand to minister unto God's people tonight. Let's jam our hands together as we celebrate our senior pastor for the grace and the opportunity that he has given unto me. I want to say thank you, sir, because you are being a real father. It is a good father that wishes his children well. It's a good father. The Lord will bless you, sir, and increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. I'm ever grateful for your teachings, for your direction, for guidance, for your love. I pray that God will bless you more and more in the name of Jesus. I also want to appreciate Mama in the house for her constant support. You know, while the praise worship was going on, I was looking at Mama the way she was just smiling and dancing. I said, this woman is really in the spirit. The Lord will continually bless you more and more in the name of Jesus. And to every man and woman of God in the house, I say, God bless you all. I appreciate you all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As we all know, we've been taking our preservation series, the key to preservation. Tonight, we are doing part 3 of these keys to preservation. We started about 3 weeks ago. I was listening to this message today. Again, I've listened, then I'm listening again. And I was catching some rhema. And right on my seat, I could not sit down in my office because the office could not contain me again. I was going as if somebody that has something wrong with him. I jumped out of the office. I said, brother, you know, I don't even know what to say to people. I came back again. I continued. It was so deep. And I started seeing certain things that a lot of us do wrong and make us to miss our inheritance. You will not miss your inheritance in the name of Jesus. Parental honor. And tonight, we are going to key number 9. Key number 9. What is that key? The key of speaking the right word. Brethren, don't forget, preservation means to keep away from destruction. It means to keep away from degradation. It means to keep away from loss and damage. The Lord that we serve on this mountain will preserve you from destruction, from loss and damage in the name of Jesus. But there are keys for you to unlock this blessing. One of it, key number 9, is the key of right word. Speaking the right word. Please turn your Bible quickly with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. The book of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. If you are there, shout hallelujah. The book of Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21. The Bible said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. That means the tongue has a power. The tongue is a small member. It's a small part of the body, but it carries an enormous power. The use of the tongue must be edifying. The use of your tongue must be edifying. The Bible says in Psalm 34 verse 13, it says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lip from speaking guile. That is, keep it away. Why? Because there is so much power in it. You know where the reason why there is power in the tongue? The Bible made it clear to us that God created the earth via spoken words. That means, and the Bible says we are created in the image of God. That means God has tongue. Hallelujah. So if he speaks and his word creates, that means I, that is a small God, I carry the same spirit. When I speak, my word creates. That is why you must be careful what you speak from your mouth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 37, verse 30 says something. It said, the mouth of the righteous speaketh what? Wisdom. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. What judgment? He's talking about the judgment of God. Hallelujah. Brethren, we must understand that what we speak carries a lot of power. Don't just speak any word. Some people say, mugbe. Mochiku. I don't die, oh yeah. You speak words that carries power. Brethren, be careful what comes from your mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some years back, I was involved in a very bad car crash. And I remember very well, there are some people that ought to die in that vehicle, but they died because of what they were speaking. And I remembered even when I came out, I was in a very good shape. And the doctor was like, this, that, but I want to tell you, via the spoken word of the prophet of God, and via confession of the power of God, I'm standing here today. Somebody that has been written that it cannot stand up again. I'm standing. You know what it means to have a spinal injury and still be able to stand? At the fourth vertebra, cracked skull, open skull, yet I'm standing. Hallelujah. And you know, the healing was so, it was so good and so great that it happened in less than the time that normally, even if it's going to heal. Brethren, there is power in what you speak. If I've been saying, this is the end, that will be the end. Brethren, you must understand that even when you are joking, don't say negative words. Never say any negative thing, even as a joke, because your word carries power. It carries power. God created the world with his words. And we are made in the image of God. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. A wholesome tongue is life. A wholesome tongue is life. A wholesome tongue is life. Proverbs 21:23. Whosoever keepeth his mouth and tongue keepeth his souls from trouble. Whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his souls from trouble. Brethren, we must understand this. The Bible says, whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue, that is, if you know how to control your tongue, you are keeping yourself away from trouble. There is power in our tongue. Science has it that the tongue is one of the members of the body that when it's in action, every organ of the body responds to it. Have you not noticed that when you are fasting, if you say out, I'm hungry, you immediately you will start feeling the hunger. How many of us understand that? You fasted today. Somebody now say, why are you looking like this? I'm hungry. Immediately, you will start feeling the hunger. Because everything will respond to it. You are feeling weak and you didn't say it out. You will not know that you are weak. But the moment you say, I'm weak, immediately every organ responds. Weakness, weakness, weakness. They send the signal every hour. Brethren, we must understand this. If you want your life to be preserved, you must say things that preserve your life. If you want your marriage to be preserved, you must say things that preserve your marriage. The tongue has power to preserve life or to destroy it. To build a home or a marriage or to destroy it. It has the power to make friends or to make enemies. Many have destroyed their home by the power in their tongue. They talk anyhow to their husband. They talk anyhow to their wife. And most often it is women, because a woman has the capacity of speaking more than 300,000 words in a day. Yeah. While a man speaks on the average 25 to 60,000 words in a day. But a woman has the capacity to speak 5 times more. So if you're a woman here, you don't know how to speak to your husband, you are digging the grave of the marriage. Preservation of the marriage, you are etching it away. You are etching it away gradually. The Bible says, whosoever breaketh the hedge, the serpent will bite. You are breaking the hedge, and the serpent has the opportunity of coming in. You must know how to speak words that edifies, words that motivate, words that promote, words that encourage, not words that demote. Somebody has gone to work from morning till evening, and he has come back, and he comes home looking tired, and the first thing you give to him is a bombshell that takes him back 5 times away from where he is. How do you expect such a person to be loving? Then you say, it's not caring. It's not possible. Hallelujah. Let's leave that. What about when we're in situations that are difficult, challenging situations? Rather than use our words, our tongue to edify, we use it to de-edify and to give glory to that situation. And the devil helps to magnify it. Ah, headache. This headache is today. And you continue to say it, and the devil begins to magnify it because there is power in your tongue. Brethren, we must understand the keys to preservation. Many a times when somebody is traveling, many people will say, ah, this will happen. If you are, don't let me go into that. But what I want to say is this. If you are in a place where somebody is speaking negative words, please move away. Because words are powerful. Very, very powerful. I don't tolerate people around me that speaks negative. I don't. In my place of work, many people know me for that. The moment you start speaking, this thing is not possible, I cut away from you. Because I don't believe there is anything that is not possible. With God, the Bible says all things are possible. And if I have the Spirit of God within me, all things are possible. Praise the Lord. You must not speak negative, even when you are joking. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Knowing how to manage your tongue is a great asset in building and preserving your life and destiny. It builds both physically and spiritually. And key number two, because of our time, is wisdom mentality. I would like to dwell a lot on this. Wisdom mentality. You know, many people think they have wisdom, but they don't have wisdom. The wisdom we are talking about is not the wisdom or the mentality of this world. We are not talking about the wisdom or the knowledge that you acquire from books, from going to school. No. They are good. They are nice. It is good that a man be educated. But we are talking about a wisdom that comes from heaven. And having this mentality of this wisdom that comes from above gives you power to raid over the affairs of the life. And it gives you power to declare what you want in life. The Bible said that Christ is what? The power and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24. Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. And the Bible also made us to know in the book of John chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3 that Christ is what? Is the word of God. He is the word of God. So in other words, the wisdom and the word means the same thing. Praise the Lord. What it means, in other words, is that for you to acquire this wisdom, you have to connect to the word, which is the word of God. Praise the Lord. This wisdom guarantees longevity. This wisdom guarantees preservation. This wisdom guarantees power to assess every other forces, spiritual forces at your disposal. Do you know that it takes wisdom to know how to pray aright? Hello? You are not getting it. Do you know that it takes wisdom for you to know how to pray aright? And what is this wisdom? The word of God. Praise the Lord. It takes wisdom to know how to build. It takes wisdom to know how to preserve. It takes wisdom to know how to gather. It takes wisdom to prevent damage. Praise the Lord. When you walk in this wisdom mentality, you walk away from pain, from heartache, and you walk into victorious life. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs quickly. Proverbs chapter 1. I'm going to read verse 20. No, let's take it from 32. Proverbs chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 32 to 33. Hallelujah. Okay, let's take it from 29. Sorry, media. Let's take it from 29. Hallelujah. For they that hated knowledge did not choose the fear of the Lord. They will none of my king's counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them. Note that. And the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Know that. But whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Do we get it? For the turning away of the simple shall slay them. That is, the turning away of those that lack wisdom will lead to their destruction. But whosoever Hearkeneth unto me, and shall dwell safely. They shall be preserved. Papa will always say something. If you want to have uncommon results, you have to do uncommon things. You have to walk in an uncommon wisdom. Brethren, it takes wisdom to be preserved. It is wisdom mentality that keeps you away from doing things that can easily destroy your life. Wisdom is not being a professor. Being a professor is not what makes you to be wise. We are talking about the wisdom that is not from this world. We are talking about the wisdom that comes from above. If you walk wisely, you will walk into security. If you walk in wisdom, this wisdom that we are talking about, you walk in the power of God. Brethren, we have to seek for wisdom in order for us to be preserved. And how do you get this wisdom? How do you get this wisdom? This wisdom is found in the Word of God. In the Word of God. You must meditate in the Word of God. The book of James, chapter 3, verse 15, downward. This wisdom descended not from above, but it is earthly and sensual and devilish. That is the wisdom where you have envy, where you have strife, where you have grief. That is the wisdom that descended not from above. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure. Hello? First what? Pure. Then what? Peaceable. Then what? Gentle. Then what? Easy to be entreated. Full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. That is the wisdom we are talking about. It is peaceful. You live a peaceful life. When you walk in the wisdom of God, you are preserved from destruction. It is lack of wisdom that makes a man to leave his wife and go after another woman. It's lack of wisdom. When a man goes after another woman, it's lack of wisdom. How can you carry a coal and keep it upon your bosom and think that you will not be born? It is not possible. It is foolishness for somebody to do that. But yet you see people with all their education, with all their knowledge, doing that. It is foolishness that makes somebody to see what someone has done and the person fall into trap and the person was destroyed, that will make that person to still be doing the same thing. You know, when I was listening to the message of last week, Papa talked about a man, a young man, who decided not to stay under the covering of God. And he moved away and he entered into destruction. Only that God saved his life. He could have been destroyed. And that has affected his destiny. And you know what? After hearing that, you will still see a lot of people doing the same thing because they lack wisdom. Wisdom is enough for you to know that this thing, they say, somebody did it. And this is what happened. I will not do it. Simple. Nobody preached to me not to drink. Nobody. I the last time alcohol entered my mouth, nobody taught me. Nobody asked me. I wasn't born again. I went for something, a party or something. I can't remember what we were actually doing. I was very young, probably in secondary school, S3 or thereabout. And I was given a drink and I drank. And I became, you understand? And I woke up the following morning, and you know, before you know it, the news was all over the school, making jest of me all over the street. And I told myself then, I said, if this thing that I drink is what makes me to become stupid like this, I will not drink it again. I wasn't born again. Nobody preached to me. So I said, no, I will not, because I drank one bottle and I was stupid enough for others to laugh at me. There was no camera there. Maybe they would have captured it and displayed it everywhere. And I told myself, no, I will not do it again. And since then, nobody. It's just wisdom. Simple wisdom. You know, there are a lot of things that we do that destroy somebody that's going to drink and is not driving. And he went and killed himself. And they said, one wish from the village is what has it is not the wish, it is himself. You know, people can cut their own life short. We'll see it, Ecclesiastes 7:17. People can cut their own life short by their own foolishness. It is foolishness that will make a man to know that this is wrong. If I do it, this is the consequence, and he will still go ahead and do it. I used to ask myself, why do people behave the way they behave? It is lack of wisdom. And you know why? Because they are walking, not they think they are wise, because they are walking in the wisdom that is sensual, that is earthly. But we are talking about a wisdom that is from above, that is not the same thing with the wisdom of the world. And that is the wisdom that can preserve you. I pray that God will give us wisdom in the name of Jesus. I say, God will give us wisdom in the name of Jesus. Number 11 is wash your association. Wash your association. Brethren, wash your friends. Your friends can make or mar your life. They can preserve your life, they can preserve your destiny, and they can destroy it. Please turn with me into the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. The Bible says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with what? With unrighteousness. And what communion hath light with darkness? I love the second part. What communion? Brethren, the word communion there is a deep word. You cannot commune with somebody that you are not in association with. What can light and darkness, can you mix the two together? Is it possible? We can mix colors and get some beautiful colors. I love playing around with colors. You can mix colors and get some beautiful colors out. But you cannot mix darkness and light together. It's not possible. When darkness is thriving, just bring a match light. Not even a torch light, match light. Darkness will move. As long as the candle light is burning, darkness will what? We move. It means that the two cannot commune. So how come do you become equally yoked together with unbeliever? What fellowship does righteousness has with unrighteousness? It will only lead to destruction. Brethren, your association is an element that can easily destroy. We must understand it. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. He that walketh with the wise shall be what? Shall be wise. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. If you walk with the wise, you will be wise. But the companions of fools shall be what? Shall be destroyed. The companions of fools shall be destroyed. It's a two-way message. Walk with the wise and become wise. Preserved. It means if, you know, it is opposite. But a companion of fools shall be what? Destroyed. It means if I'm not with the fools, I will be what? I'll be preserved. Simple. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible is full of examples. I'll just give us two examples. Number one is Diana, Jacob's daughter. In the book of Genesis, chapter 34. Time may not permit us to really talk about that story. This girl was a beautiful lady. A beautiful young girl. Beautiful damsel. Who decided to go play with people that she ought not to play. And Diana, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul cleave, blah, 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 and on and on and on like that. Now, they've been instructed not to mix with the unbeliever. But she went and mixed with them. And the guy saw her. The guy did not even ask her out. The guy did not even ask where she's coming from. The Bible says he took her, lay with her, and defiled her. You know why? Because that is the way they do in their own culture. When you want a lady, you love a lady. If you read the next verse, the Bible is very clear about it. The Bible says the guy actually loved the girl. But the way they do in their own culture is they will just take the woman and he's a prince. From there, they will now start negotiation. They will come from the top to down instead of going from down to top. What an awkward way. But because that was their way, he didn't see anything wrong in it. But for these other people, it was an abomination. But she led herself to it. She left her boundary and joined herself. And you know what? The Bible never recorded it that Diana got married. There was no history that she married after this. She was defiled. And after that, nothing again. Her destiny was destroyed. Because later if you read, the Bible talks about the children of Jacob. They didn't mention anything about her. Why? Because she was defiled. And you know, her association is what just swept her away. Brethren, watch who you relate with. Somebody might be good, but his character is bad. Such don't join yourself with. Especially if you're a young person here hearing me this evening. let your friend be the one that can spoil you to spiritual things, not the one that can lead you to destruction. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I have no friends. All my friends are in this church. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I have no friends. All my friends are in this church. Everybody in this church. No friends. Any other person that is friend is just an acquaintance or somebody that I know. Yeah. There was a friend of mine that were close. And one day I told my wife, I said, I'm deleting this guy's name from my phone. She said, Kiloshi. I said, I just don't know, but I just don't want to flow again. Hallelujah. Said, anytime he expects me to be the one doing this, doing that, he doesn't do. So I don't think it's a good relationship. So I'm deleting. And she said, I'm not deleting. I said, I'm deleting. Because any association that is not pushing you to righteousness, that is not spurring you to the things of God, is not a good association. You must understand that. Another person in the Bible is somebody called Amnon. Amnon, the son of King David, he was destroyed not only because of the lust that he has, but because of the association. If you read the book of 2 Samuel chapter 13 from verse 1 downward, you will see that story. He has a lust towards his sister. He could, by their tradition, ask for her hand in marriage. He could, by their tradition. After all, Abraham married his cousin. Or niece, whichever. I know Sarah was related to Abraham, his sister. So it's possible. But he didn't do that. Why? Because he was advised by his friend, Jonadab or something. Jonadab, who happens to be his cousin, the son of Chima and the Davis brother. That one advised him. Say, look at you, fool, mumu, you, a whole you, omoba. You want something and you are behaving like this. Do this and this and this. And you know, that destroyed the life of that beautiful. The Bible talked twice about that lady Tamar as a beautiful lady. That destroyed her life. Destroyed the life of Absalom. Destroyed the life of Amnon himself. Not only him. He took with him 3-4 people. Just by wrong association. Brethren, your association can preserve your life. How do you see it? I heard of the story of some young guys who gained admission into the university and they got themselves drunk and they were driving around and they got accident and they died. Some of them will just be, let me just join them. Your association is very important. You must know who you relate with. It is better to walk alone than to walk with the crowd. It is better to walk alone than for you to walk with the crowd. If you walk alone and you are preserved, it's better than to walk with crowd and be destroyed. And number 12, where we are going to stop today, wash your lifestyle. Wash your lifestyle. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 17b, say, why should thou die before thy time? Why? Wash your lifestyle. Wash your lifestyle. It means one can die before his own time by the lifestyle of that individual. Your lifestyle can preserve or kill. Every man has the primary responsibility of taking care of himself or herself. Your lifestyle. How do you live your life? It's a key to preservation. Don't forget, we are talking about keys to preservation. One of the keys is what we started by talking about, the key of what? The key of the right word. And we move to the key of what? The key of wisdom mentality. And we talk about key number 11, which is the key of washing your association. Now we are talking about the key of your lifestyle. Be careful the kind of lifestyle you are living. Don't live a voracious, a vocaneous life. A life that is riotous. A life that is boisterous, a life that is full of evil. You know, some people thrive in that. And check it out. Most 99.9% of such don't live long. Just imagine all the stars that you know that live riotously. How many of them cross 50? How many of them? Please, how many of them? Brethren, your lifestyle determines a lot. There's a musician, renowned, highly gifted, highly talented, who God created a black man And he said, I want to become a white man. And he decided to go and do himself to become a white man. We all know the story of how he ended his life. Highly gifted. Highly gifted. One of the best singers the world has ever produced. What about another young lady? Beautiful. Intelligent. Articulate. With a very wonderful voice. When she sings, those days that we used to listen to their songs, we will move from one level to the other in the spirit, not in the Holy Spirit anyway. Hallelujah. We used to listen, you know, this woman died of drugs inside her bathroom. And her daughter followed suit. And it is just because of two things, lifestyle and association. That's what killed and destroyed our life. You know, these things are real. We are seeing it. But wisdom is what will make you not to follow. That's why I love, sir. God bless you so much for this teaching. God bless you, sir. Examples, they are there for us. Because of her lifestyle, she wasted her destiny. She wasted a glorious, beautiful life of her daughter. Two things, association and her lifestyle. Your lifestyle can destroy faster than bullets. Watch what you eat. Some people have the lifestyle of eating all sorts of junks. They just love to eat sweet, mua, guguru, mua, epa, mabo, boli, join it, ekokupa, join, ororo, join, whatever, just bring, grab everything. Brethren, what you eat, it has been proven that more than 60% of illness and diseases comes as a result of what we eat. That is why you must watch the kind of lifestyle that you are eating. I've said it once on this pulpit. How can somebody be eating beans? Then you put egg. Then you put meat. Then you put fish. And you're eating beans. You're killing yourself. Say, munjai ori mini. Munjai. I'm just enjoying. Hallelujah. Brethren, people do things by their lifestyle because it is what is in vogue. So they try to just follow the trend. May you not follow a bad trend in the name of Jesus. May you not follow a bad trend in the name of Jesus. Wash what you drink. Wash your passion. Wash your passion. What kind of lifestyle are you living? Wash your taste. Wash your taste. Wash your taste. You have to take responsibility for your life. Brethren, I want us to know tonight that your lifestyle determines how much you can live also. It's one of the keys to preservation. If you have a riotous partying lifestyle today, party, 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 party. It's going to party in Enugu, party in Onitsha, party in Port Harcourt, party in Sokoto, party in Kano, party in Maiduguri, party everywhere, party even where Boko Haram is, party there, party everywhere. And such an individual is prone to having an accident. And if it happens, they say, oh, it's one wish. It is not. You must be careful. Your lifestyle determines a lot how you go in life. Praise the Lord. It is the lifestyle of Judas Iscariot that destroys him. He has the lifestyle of stealing. He enjoys stealing. The Bible recorded it that they knew that he was taken from the purse. So it's not that he just started. And that's what destroyed him. His lifestyle. It was the lifestyle of Esau that destroyed the destiny of Esau. His destiny would have been preserved. But because he has this gluttonous lifestyle, always want to grow up, he sold his birthright on a platter of one asaru. And that was it. Praise the Lord. Brethren, your lifestyle is a key to preservation. Live a godly lifestyle. We have examples of people who have led a godly lifestyle, who live long and fulfill destiny. Right in the Bible and also right in our side. We have people that we can follow. We don't need to go far. As we have the bad example, we have the good example. I've given two bad examples. Now I'm going to give two good examples. Hallelujah. We have our father in the Lord, Pastor Hie Adeboye. At his age, he's well above 70. He's still strong. He has a godly lifestyle. A lifestyle that is calm, gentle, meek, calm lifestyle. Brethren, he has the money to drink or eat whatsoever he wants to eat. Why? I don't think he does that. What of Kenneth E. Hagin, a very powerful man of God who lived above 70? What of Billy Graham, that lived above 90 also? Kenneth Hagin lived above 90 also. These are men that we can look up to. You don't need to, if somebody lived a riotous life and he died suddenly, why do you want to pattern your lifestyle after that person? Somebody that put chain, and the chain will be here, and he will put his this thing here, and he will be doing, and you said that's the person you want to pattern after. And I was talking to some young guys some time ago with tattoo and all that, the Tupac. I said, where is Tupac today? He's in hell. He died young, died before 30 or thereabout. And you said that is the person you want to imitate with a riotous lifestyle. Brethren, let us know that we have a part to play in our preservation. God has given us victory. He has obtained preservation for us. But we also have the part. It says in the book of 3 John, chapter 3 John, just one chapter, verse 2. It said, I wish above all things that thou mayest what? Prosper and be in health. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. He has a good thought towards you. He has a good thought towards me. Said, for the thought that are towards you is a thought of peace, not of evil, to give you a hope and a future, to preserve you, to give you the expected end. Preservation has been obtained on the cross of Calvary. God has obtained preservation. God has obtained our victory. Only that we need to tap into these keys and unlock the door of preservation. I pray that God will help us as we follow these keys. Key number 1 to number 12. God will give us the grace to live a life that is full of his blessings and to live a long, good life. Rise up on your feet as we begin to talk to God tonight and to thank him for his blessings upon our life. Let's give him all the glory. He's worthy to be praised. Thank him for all that he has done. Exalt his holy name. He's worthy. He's worthy. Lift up your hands and worship the Most High God. Give him all the
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.